contrast is so great between Shabbos, when we sing Yerav Olosi, Yerav Olecha, Yerav Oledin Goseh, and we like it too, the whole Torah. You did Nefesh Abba Rachamon. Such beautiful words. Yerav Oledin Goseh, and we like it too, the whole Torah. Your affection and your love for me has been so great, greater than honey, the warmth, and the sweetness of all the connection. And then we come on the next Tishkotei, Tazveh Uloyach Yom. The contrast is so great. From Shabbos, Menucha B'Simcha, Ola Yehudim, Oy No Mehor Elo. Such an enormous contrast from Shabbos into Tisha B'Av. How does a person make such a difference? They become bewildered and confused. The confusion is very great. From such Oyneg and Simcha Kedusha, one falls and sits on the ground, Me'ito Roma, the Vira Amikto. One goes down on the ground and one can become confused and bewildered exactly what is going on. They say one of the greatest tributes about the Chazon Ish is that people used to come into him and tell him the greatest solace of all. It wasn't just a matter of saying, I hear, say, I wish you'd living a prophet. He felt the pain. He felt enormous anxiety for people who came in. And the next minute, someone came in with a bakosha. Someone came in with a prophet, a multiple. And he was able to switch moods from one mood to the next mood in incredible spontaneity. The greatness of the Chazon Ish. He felt every single pain. He dabbled for every person's koyei. And at the same time, he delighted everybody's simcha. Not just a matter like an English expression. I feel so sorry for you. How awful. It's much more than that. He felt the pain, and he felt the delight, and the spontaneity was incredible. What was the koyei that he had? The koyei that he had is really the koyei that we need tonight. It's something called das. Das means the ability to understand the mood, and be conscious of the mood that we're going from. From Shabbos, we're going into Tisha B'Av. And that is what the Gedolim have. They're able to understand the mood and translate their emotions into whatever need is necessary. Maybe it comes out in the greatest possible way. In the Pasuk, Zochoyam Ois Oilam, Binish Ois Dov Adov. Zochoyam Ois Oilam means remember and contemplate events which take place in the course of the lifetime, in the course of the years, and be no shreis v'adon, understand each generation as it comes. The Bar Avraham, about one Dover Kahana Shapiro, was one of the last Rabbanim in Lithuania, the Rav Rashi in Kovna, who was actually in America, and he left to come back and join his Kehillah and was killed by Kiddush Hashem. He explained the passage in the following way. So, for your most oilam, a person is necessary to focus in and understand exactly what is happening in each time, in each period. It's necessary to understand what happened in this year's Mitzrayim, the Tekufa of the Beis HaMikdash, the Tekufa of Spain, different Tekufas, which is the Choya Mois Oilam means, understand and contemplate each particular time as it was. But then contemplate afterwards the connection of the Hebrew from one period to another period. Meaning, Zachoya Mois Oilam means understand different periods which we go through in a lifetime, which Pharisee will go through. But if you just concentrate on those periods, a person can become very depressed and miyash and give up. Look at the great difficulties of Germany and Spain and the pogroms, the different times that we go through. That's Zachoya Mois Oilam. But you need das, and das means to see the connection, to see the whole mahalach of what the Golus and Gula of Klal Yisrael is. When one can combine the two together, then you have what's called the chokhmah of das, to see the times that we go into, from Golus and going into Gula. So Choya Mois Oilam is a focus on the times and the lessons that we learn. For example, Maisa Ovesim and Abonim, Siyas Mitzrayim, human being, the theme of the Malchus in Klal Yisrael. Those are periods in the Klal Yisrael. Being a Shai Shlodadar is to see the one, see the connection as it goes from one to another and follow through. And then one has that to see different moods and different times that we go through. It's interesting that we have in the Luach, that we have in the times, which we have in the midst of six Zechilas, which we have to go through. Six Zechilas, which are necessary for us to contemplate. So Chol Yitzias Mitzrayim, remember that you came out of Mitzrayim. That's a period that one must remember, Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Chol Matan Torah, Yom Asher Matan Torah, Yom Asher Matan Torah, Nivim. What must be meant by the Sechira? Sechira of Maisa Amolik, Sechira Maisa Kod and Nivim. All these different periods, which we understand, are specific times in the Nuach, the time necessary in the year, but things which we have to understand. Matan Torah is something forever. So Chayes Yom HaShabbos LeKadshei. The six Sechiras are times which and focus on events in the Nuach, which we have to understand and concentrate on in different periods. But it's interesting, Zechayim Mois Olam is not included in those. Why not? Why isn't Zechayim Mois Olam included in these Zechiras? Perhaps as follows. One must take the different periods of the Zechiras, for example, Matan Torah, Samolek, and Shabbos, and all the different times of the Zechiras, and combine them all together. When you have the one, and you have the whole Mahalach going through from beginning to end, then you have what's called Binush Noisbel Hadon. You collect together an understanding and the methodology of what's going on from the period of Golas into different periods that we go through, from the time of Matan Torah, from the time of Shabbos. And therefore, the aspect of Zechayim Mois Olam, Binush Noisbel, is to take in the individual periods and be able to link them all up together and see Binush Noisbel in each single generation, in each period it goes through. When you have that, then you come out with that, and that's the great kingdom that you have. But then the high things about actually in the parsha that we read this morning explains what's the connection of the five spawn from the Chumash from the Rashi into the Goyim. He said that the Rashi is there as Chidush Ha'oyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and therefore the nature of Yichud Hashem comes out. Schal Noimesh Hashtoch HaPotis, we learn in Sefer Bereishis. The aim of Shemois B'nai Yisrael is a continuation of Yichud Hashem, in particular the Binyan HaMishkan and Klal Yisrael and the Mikvah. It's all Yichud Hashem. Pasha Sefer Vayikra is the Korbanos, Yichud Hashem, the person who brings himself, really the Korban, he's bringing himself towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sefer Vayikra is the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael and the Mikvah, to see who would be selected. We don't even know it's Israel. Finally, he said, Eila Hadvon, not the Eila Hadvon, says Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, Eila Hadvon. Eila Hadvon is a sequel of all that's gone beforehand. And he brings a beautiful moshe. The volume is like the esrog. You must hold it close to the lulav. It's separate, the volume, so that means be held close together with the other spine, like the esrog is held close with the other minion. You bring it together, and there you learn, and the whole point of Sefer Divine is at the end. The Hashlama and Tragisol of Yichud Hashem, which you see at the end of the Gula Shlem. You must make the connection, you must make the run through between each period. But when you do that, then you connect and you understand the Binyan Shlomo Zdor Vadon. You understand from the beginning of the Rashis until the Bavim is all one theme which runs through. Perhaps in the times that we're going through, we need tremendous das, especially when we sit on the floor on Tisha B'Av and we contemplate all the difficulties and sorrows of Tragisol, which we've been. This time last year, we were not able to sit in the shul. The trend of this tragedy of being thrown out of the shul, not being able to come and daven together, the ability of being together, that as a bias of being together and davening together with people. That's a tremendous period of sorrows and kindness, and the great loss and the people and families who were broken. Period of great difficulties, the period of Milan, the period of Miami, all these different periods which we're going through. So, Chayyam Mois Olam means we must see each of these periods and the difficulties that we're going through. And before that, look what happened before. For the last 10 or 15 years, look at the growth. When I came to Beth Shemesh, there was nothing on the horizon, nothing at all. Gibbon has been built up, and everything has been built up, and the yeshivas and the communities are growing up. You see times of shalva and shalom, and you see times also of difficulties. And that's what's needed when it comes to Tisha B'Av. It's one thing to sit on the floor and understand the great difficulties and sorrows of Kabbalah, without the base of Mikdash. But what the Devar Avraham is saying, Bimush Meisbah, see the whole connection. Don't just sit on the floor and see the difficulties that we're going through, but understand there's more behind it. It's the whole period of the weakness of the Mashiach, the Galgal of Golos, which takes eventually into the period of Gula. But maybe we can ask the question, of all the Zechiras that we have, Zohar Yom HaShabbos LeKadshei, Zohar Asher Asah Hashem LeMolek, Zohar Asher Amad Ato Lifnei Hashem BeChayrek, all the different Zechiras, the only Sechira that we have, which has a Shavua on it, is on the base of English. In Eshtate, Yushalayim, Tishkat, Yamin, Tidbak, Lashayim, Lepiki, Nereis, Bereiki, Nereis, Yushalayim, Avois, and Kosi. On that particular aspect of Zechayim, Mois Olam, on that we have a Shavua. Why don't we have a Shavua of Imeshtochei Shabbos Kodesh, Imeshtochei Matan Torah, Imeshtochei Maisel Mamonim. Why is it that we have specifically Imeshtochei Shikha is Balei, Tita Toshoyim, the Tikkun is with the speech, and Imaralim Sushlaim is a Maisel. Maisel people and Makshot. On this particular event, Sokoyim Mois Oyim, we have a Shavuot on it, making sure that we never ever forget it. Why is it? When it comes to the Korban Beis HaMikdash, on that we have a Shavuot, never to forget it. Shavuot in Maisa and Dibur Makshava. We don't have it on any other Zechira that we have. Why is it? What's behind it in those particular areas as well? Maybe we can explain with the Hezbeh, which Rapidus brings out, Zechir Tzadik Nivor, and Zechir Shabbos Malkus. We are called Yehudi. The word Yehudi comes from the word Yehuda. Yehuda has in it an imprint of Shem HaMefoyrish, Yud-Pei and Vov-Pei. Behind every neshama of the Jew is Shem HaShem. Shem HaMefoyrish is there behind. That means, Shimcha Godo Olenu Kovasa. On Klal Yisrael lies the imprint of Boide Oyo. That's what Yehudi. And Yehudi is, behind him, an impression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am Segula Mikol HaAmim, Boide Kodesh. That's a tremendous achrayas of the Jew. On a Yehudi, there is Shem Hashem, but there's a Dalet there. What does a Dalet represent? Says Rav Pinchas is brothers. Dalet is an expression of Aeneas. Dalet and Aeneas. Remember the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara brings out the book of Dalet. Aleph Beis, Aleph Bin. Gimel is the Bei Chasodim. Next to the Gimel is the Dalet. The Dalet is cowering behind, its back low, behind the Bei Chasodim because it's embarrassed in front of the Oshim. He bows down and his back is to the Gimel of Ben Nechasson, and he's facing the Hay, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dalet is always an expression of Aeneas, of Hefgeus, of Hachnor. So inside the Yehudi is Shem HaMefoyrish, and inside it is also a Dalet, Melanias. He then brings a most magnificent Moshe. What is the greatest miscare that there is, the most unfortunate feature in the Bria? That is a mirror. Because after all, a mirror itself is nothing at all. A mirror is only a reflection. It's the greatest item of Dalet and Aeneas. It really is nothing at all. It just reflects. The greatest commodity, the greatest item of Aeneas is a mirror. You can put in front of it the crown jewels. You can put in front of it the splinter or clod of earth. A mirror is actually nothing at all. But what it reflects. And that's what a Yehudi is. Behind the Yehuda, it's a shame on the foliage. It's like the Levona. The Levona is nothing at all. It just reflects the sun. And therefore, the status of a Yehudi is somebody who, in himself, is nobody. But he has behind him the reflection of Bodhi Olam. He's an ambassador. He represents shame on the foliage. That's what a Yehudi means. A Yehudi means behind him is the greatness of where he comes from. He represents Bodhi Olam. And that's what a Yehudi is. We understand what the greatest dominant impression the Bayer is, who hated, who mated, who mated by him, who gamalanu, who gamlenu, who gamlenu la'ad, the chayim of the chesed ul'racham. The impression of good kevokhev is, ha'melech ha'toni, ha'mating la'ad. He's mated, and I am the Dalet, I am the Yanni Zimoni. I reflect all the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has and gives out. I'm only a mirror and nothing more than that. I reflect his image, and that's who I am. I am the most unfortunate of all. I'm a miskin, but I'm an ambassador of Yud Kei Vav Kei Behind. And that's what Yehudi is. The greatness of Yehudi is it reflects like the sun reflects. That's why we spend the whole day saying 100 brachas the whole day. Birchas Hanen, Birchas Hamitzvos, Birchas Hador. 100 brachas all represent the Melech HaTorah. We reflect in the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives out. But the problem is, of course, you realize that behind this great reflection, more than any other nation in the world, is the enormous calamity of something called a Chilul Hashem, and a Kiddush Hashem. Because the Yehudi is a representative and an ambassador of the Yehudi, because of that, there is a possibility of him creating a Chilul Hashem, because he is, after all, a representation of the Yehudi. Behind it, and almost like there's no such thing as that. There's no such representation. Like Tagisar, there certainly is. And since there is that reflection, therefore we have to be so careful. The Shachandi the Soyah. And then you have the beginning of understanding what was the Kulma Beis HaMikdash.
we who carry the whole reflection of HaKadosh Baruch in the Yud Hei Vav Hei, we who are the darling, that if we don't live up to our role, then unfortunately we lose our whole status and our whole importance. Maybe that's the reason why we say, after speakers, we say the following line, after speakers. Oshanu mikol on, boishnu mikol don. We are the most disgusting. Oshanu means the most lowly of all peoples in the world, the most greatest transgressions of all world. And boishnu mikol don, and we are the most embarrassed of all people, of all generations. Golo yemenu mosos, dova libeinu b'chatoreinu, puch balibunu, benit ha'pereinu, so all these people shame. We were a reflection. We are a reflection of We are a reflection of Bariyama. We represent the Shein HaMakodesh, but behind it all is a potential Chilul Hashem. The Reuven Bengis, the Tzadik Yevorach, the vibrant, the guy that made the Charedus, once explained, but why are we the worst of all nations? The other nations are going to be certainly not as bad as any other nation, but why are we so bad? And he explained as follows. Every other nation doesn't have great expectations. They don't have great hopes for them. The aspirations for Swedish people, the Spanish people, the German people, nothing at all. But in the end, we can turn around and say they became more sophisticated, more developed over the nations over the world. Since 100, 200 years ago, the nations of the world have grown in importance. But Klavisov, who carries so much responsibility, voicefully told her, every generation that we have and we move away from the time of fulfillment, we become more and more embarrassed because we don't live up to our role that we have. Without the base of Mikdash, since we represent the Shinah, and we represent the Shem HaMafoyosh, we didn't live up to our reputation. And therefore, Voishnu we called God, says Rabbeinu. And therefore, we are most embarrassed of all without the base of English. We carry such responsibility, we are the ambassadors. And behind it all is a tremendous loss. And that's the Chilul Hashem which we brought out by the Korban HaBayis. We can perhaps take it further. The Ramchal explains in Derech Hashem that there were two forms of Haskalah. The two forms of understanding and growth and inspiration. There's something called Haskalah Tiras, which is the natural form of survival, how to feed yourself, how to make a living, how to mix socially, how to look after your family, how to grow, how to look after your health and wealth. That's called Haskalah Tiras. Haskalah Tiras is what every human being has in order to survive and live for 120 years. It's a normal, natural survival level, which I can't show you. Implants in us, invest in us. But by looking at something more, something called the Haskalah Mishpats, says the Ramchal, it means as follows. We are capable, through Torah and mitzvahs and mice and token, we are able to reach much higher levels of Haskalah. We are capable of reaching levels of understanding far, far greater than any other nation. We have more than Haskalah people. Haskalah Mishpats means when a person does a ma'is of chesed and he does it b'shem shamayim, his whole neshama has an aliyah. He's a greater person because he is more than haskalah. Haskalah nishbas means that you grew. When you daven with kavana, you grew much more. You grow in closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you learn a daf gemara and you put your heart into it and you understand the gemara, your neshama grew from the Torah. There's much, much greater affinity towards. Someone once came to Rabbi Yashiv with a suggestion for a shidduch. And he said, I have two bachurim for my daughter. One bachur is an iloi, an exceptional bachur, and very learned, a tremendous, tremendous kol. And the other one is a masmid. Rabbi Yashiv turned out and said to him as follows, Chaval, chaval, you don't understand what it means, a masmid. A masmid is someone who has ruach hakodesh. He continually actively plods with it. And that's what the Ramchal means. When a person grows in Haskalah Mishpat, he has Ruach HaKodesh. The highest level of all is the Ruach, which is the state that is completely removed. But the Chazanish writes in a letter, Tezbot and Chelek Aleph, the Yigia Rabba, the Hamoin Omer, which a person puts into Avodas HaKodesh, he can reach a level of Ruach HaKodesh. And that's what Klal Yisrael is capable of. Behind the Yud Kei Vav Kei, you go closer and closer to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. that is the Haskalah Mishpat, and you reach a level of the highest, the most precious commodity that you have is Ruach HaKodesh. And don't say that you don't have that Ruach. Every single person has it. That's why we can Al Tashlichei Nimim Manel. Ruach Kodesh Al Tikach Yimenu. To have a great level of Torah and Mitzvahs and Avodas HaKodesh, a person has something called Haskalah Mishpat, Ruach HaKodesh. The affinity that you have. You hear things without being spoken. You see things without seeing. You understand things on a much higher level. It's Ruach HaKodesh that the person has. Where was the greatest source of that? That's God in Shabbos. True, in essence, we have Torah and mitzvahs and tefillah and Ruach HaKodesh. We have in all our ma'aseh that we do. But we're missing the main source of Hashkolah Mishpat. Without the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have that source, the reservoir, which will give us the tremendous boost in Ruach HaKodesh we have. And that's the great loss that we have. We represent Borei Olam and Shem HaMikdash. We have tremendous ability inside us. We have the great Kodesh of UK, Lokke. We're only a Dalit. We're only a Dalit in heaven. But we're capable of reaching, what has more than Haskalah to do, what has Haskalah Mishpat, we're capable of reaching such heights of understanding even Ruach HaKodesh in the world, which we have, to understand the level of sin. A woman understands sin, but Ruach HaKodesh, which understands sin. If someone understands talking to a Kodesh Baruch, well, that's something great in Ruach HaKodesh. But the source of it all was the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the source of all the Shachaita B'Soichah. Having the Shekhinah amongst us, and without, with his presence here, we grew enormously. Our potential was far, far greater. We're all under the gather of Tumas Nes at the moment. We don't have levels of Kedusha. If we have a Beis HaMikdash, the whole Sheva which we have to do. You go to the Beis HaMikdash and you see Oyle Lego. The Chaim Eloshim brings out the Nefesh HaChaim. The time of the Oyle Lego, the Chaim would open up all the curtains. And as you walk past the Azorah, you took a look and you saw the two Kerubim embracing each other. By seeing that sight, you go home. And what you saw was such an enormous boost, such an enormous Aliyah, in Muslims, it will keep you going until the next Oyleh there. Seeing the Avodah Beis HaMikdash, seeing the Kohanim running around, seeing the Kedusha behind, seeing the Esham and his bear, that's what we're missing. We're missing the tremendous boost which we can give to the UK world behind us. Our neshamas are great, but the potential is much less because we don't have that boost, that level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we had in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Just take an example of the Kohanim. Imagine to yourself looking on the Beis HaMikdash on the Azorah and see the Kohanim running around. Who were they? The Kohanim were really master mechanics. They were capable of repairing any rift which happened between Klal Yisrael and Borei Olam. They mended the connection. They brought us together. They were technicians. Through their avodah, which they did with all great simcha and ahava, they were able to bring us together and closer together. We have the Echos Kohanim today. But can you imagine the block of the Kehanim, which they gave the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mokum of Kedusha, which had tremendous, tremendous levels of Kedusha there. Then when the Kehanim gave the block of there, the boost is far, far greater. And that's what we're missing. That's what we must mourn about on there, Tisha B'Av. Is to understand how much we're missing. Yadua, the whole presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world is through the Esser spheres. Chof, Mabina, Radaz, Chesed, Yibur, Tiberes, Netzav, Toi, Yisroi, the Mavis. The 10 spheres by which we see and understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chazal bring out, Shalei Olam brings down. The Kohen, because of the tremendous aura of Aaron HaKohen, held on to the sphere of Chesed. They retained that sphere that was a representation of Chesed, of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the spheres of kindness in the world, went to the Kohen. And therefore, when they benched Kodesh Baruch Hu, the aura, they gave over the whole shekha, which there is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They were first benched themselves, and then through their bracha, they passed it on to Klal Yisrael. Now, the Somer Shniyah B'nei Yisrael, the Ani Avodah Hashem. Rashi brings down there, the Somer Shniyah B'nei Yisrael first now benched the Kohanim by their bracha, and then they are the medium which brings it out onto the Klal Yisrael. That's the greatness of the Kohanim, and that's what we're missing in our times. We don't have that tremendous connection which was through the Kohanim, which we had. That's missing tremendously in our time. Then we begin to understand, not like a shame. What did we lose? We lost the whole demos of the UK Volke behind us. We remain darling, we remain less than that. We are potentially much, much greater than that. Our potential is much, much more than that. I was thinking, therefore, what therefore is the reason why they made the Shavua on these three areas? Why did they say on the base of Mikdash these 3 points? In speech, in action. Why did they make it on there? Why those three areas? Maybe it was because of this reason. Rabbi Amela said in Kof Dalet, meaning the heights of the Avodas HaKodesh, is as follows. Mi Yalad Ha'am Hashem U'Miyokum Bim Koin Kodesho. Who is the person who is able to climb up, not just climb up, but remain on the Mokum Kodesh? There are three characteristics that you need. Rabbi Amela saw it. Kir Hapayim is clean hands, actions which are clean. Bar Leibov is a pure heart. Asher no nosa nashav, vashivu la mishpan nema. I never said anything of nema in deceit. Rabban Amelat already gave the criteria and the classification of how a person grows and reaches Mokan Kodesh. It's through the mice people and nashav. And therefore, when Klal Yisrael realized how nervous brother, what they were missing, that they weren't by the base of Mikdash, on that basis, they took an oath. If I ever, in my heart, in my mind, in my speech, if I ever, why don't we act? Because this is the way a person connects. Yisrof work on this session. This is how a person grows. Zer dol v'oshom v'akshim v'nev v'yakov sev. If you look carefully at this paper, which is the whole, really, recipe, the whole criteria of how a person grows in these three areas, don't let that thing goes off the point. In this paper, in Kof Dalet, he then talks about a passage which is born out in the Gemara Shabbos, when Shlomo HaMelech bought the Baron and put it in the Kodesh Kodoshim. He put it in the Kodesh Kodoshim, and the problem was the gates were closed and he couldn't put the Baron inside. So Ushoi Moshe, the Nosuk is failing, the Yoga Melech HaKobet, he asked that the gates should open. The rest of this paper, after the first three or four Sukkim, it then goes off the point, and it talks about the time of the Chanukah space and Mikdash, when Shlomo put the Baron into the Kodesh Kodoshim. And he begged the gate should open. It's revealed. It didn't open up. Who is always hidden? There is always revealed. Hashem's focus is Melech HaKobay Tzelah. The end of this paper talks about the greatest connection of Dibur Shamayim Ba'aretz. Meaning that once you reach these heights of the Kicha Ha'imubare and Maisa Dibur Machshava, the potential is to bring down Chibur Shamayim Ba'aretz, which is the holy soul of Nefesh HaChayim, as Chaim HaRoshon explains. A person through his actions and his thoughts and deeds is able to bring the Shekhinah down by Tachtonim. And maybe that's the reason why they took the oath on these three areas. In the mind, in the heart, in the speech. In these areas is where Dovid HaMelech showed us how a person brings the Shekhinah down. And that's what we're missing in the time of the Beis. We don't have that. We have to make our own personal mockery of the Shina in our time. We have the base of Mikdash and we're able to reach this Haskalah Mishpat that Ramchal talks about. Seeing the heights of the base of Mikdash and seeing the Kedusha of the Kohanim, once a person sees that, then the potential is far, far greater. And that's what we need to be happy for. Interesting, the Sipona brings out on the Pasuk, the Chayim Mezona, even Shos Dov Adar, explains as follows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the beginning of the world, his intention was to give out to all of society, all of mankind, his chesed, his kindness. But he saw it was incapable of man to do that. He saw the God HaMabo, and therefore he selected Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were chosen instead to be the nation to carry the whole Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then what happened? What happened was we had a base of Mikdash and a mock and a meeting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then it collapsed. And being Shlosh Dov Adar says the Sipona to understand that without these times, without the greatness of the Kodesh Beis HaMikdash, we're missing the whole connection that we really have, the connection of Kedusha that is potential here. But being Shlosh Dov Adar, look back in time. And that's what the Divine Avraham is saying also. Look back and realize the potential that we have in the times of the Beis HaMikdash and the growth that we can reach. It's far, far greater than the times that we have now. Being with Shlosh Dov Adar, we're going through difficult times at the moment, times of the COVID, times of anti-Semitism, there's no real government in the land, we don't see any yashus in it. Enes Nederes, Chutzpah Yaskeh, all these conditions that we see going on in the world. But you have to understand. understand this is all the mahalat, this is all the galgal. Understand that once we pass these two stages and we see the times of the Mashiach, then we'll be able to move on to the times of the Yes HaGoyim. Perhaps until that time, my body said, maybe before we start getting into perhaps we can make a certain tikkun for ourselves before we start saying these words. We say, Avinu Malkeinu, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zachreinu Zichrein Toivu, Levanecha. Meaning, Zachreinu Yisoylam includes Zachreinu Zichrein Toivu, Levanecha. Remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the good we did in front of you. Maybe we should remember all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done to us first before. Avinu Malkeinu Zachreinu Lechaim Toivu. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember us for a good life. We have to remember ourselves what is a good life. Remember a good life and remember us for a good life. Remember, so good of Yeshua, we have to remember who brings the good of Yeshua. In you are we dependent. We have to remember who knows the left and the whole of stuff. All these are reflexive. If we understand, when we look back and see in the different times, remember our merits. If we look at the merits of other people, maybe we'll be merited to see that. Then he will remember us for Salah Machila. Remember the famous Ramban in the snare. Ramban brings down that Hashem Tzilucha, Eke Asher Eke, I will be what I will be, I will be what you make of me. As you are, I reflect back. And that's exactly what the Pinchas was saying. He reflects back on us. We are the only the Dal, we are the Dal of the endless, but we reflect that from Shabbat. If we act in a certain way, he will reflect back to us in the same way. If we turn to him on Tisha B'Av, the night of Tisha B'Av, and we turn around and say, not that there is Hashem, but Shabbat, we realize how much we have fallen, how much where we were beforehand. If we concentrate on this concept, that we carry the Shem HaMavosh behind us. We're capable of reaching something called Hashbah Nishbat, which is tremendous growth. And we're missing that point. We're still too much meant. We don't have a lot of Kedusha. We don't have these places of growth. If we would try and concentrate on those on the night of Tisha B'Av, then maybe we can go back to Yidid Nefesh. He golen el voice from Bibi on high. A sukkah shlo necha. HaKadosh Baruch, reveal yourself and come back to us and spread over us your sukkah shlo necha. Toyer eretz mitvoydecha. Magil v'nismachacha. We should be able to rejoice in you again. Maher quickly. Ehoi. Show your love. Kibor Mayim, the time has come. B'chaneinu kimei olam. B'chaneinu, and have favor on us and be gracious to us. Kimei olam, like the days of old. We can go back to the times that we did Nefesh. Yera b'nasi, how present it was beforehand. Yera, like, we know seven, you know, it was so pleasant. But now, maher lehoi, b'chaneinu, in the time of Tisha B'Av, bring us back to these times. That we should be able to reflect your Kedusha much more. And therefore, we've been Hashibin Hashem and Abdul Moshuba and Hanish and Maiden.